Broadcasting from New York City to the world, it's the G-Man Interviews.
Welcome. Joining me to provide an update on prison whistleblower Crystal Clark's health condition and recent incidents that they describe as, quote, deeply disturbing, are her mother, Izora Clark, and son, Larry Evans. Back in September, Mr. Evans appeared on this show with Laura Dendel, a member of the Michigan General Defense Committee, which describes itself as a community defense organization that offers prisoner support and other services. Evans and Dendel claim that an all-out effort has been launched to silence Crystal for publicly citing allegations of abuse, corruption, and various civil rights violations at the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility in Michigan. I thank you both for taking the time to be here.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I'm going to begin by reading an email that was submitted to the G-Man Interviews by Ms. Paula Kinsu, an activist who's filed numerous complaints about the alleged abuses being committed against Crystal. The email complaints were submitted to prison administrators, elected officials at the state and local level, and this show. The most recent complaint stated the following. Warden Howard and Assistant Warden Horton, can you please explain to me why Crystal Clark has to walk over to healthcare four times a day to get her KOPs, which are keep-on-person medications? The medications are eardrops and pills for an infection for the mold in her ear that was prescribed to her by the head doctor, Robert Lacey. Crystal Clark has to depend on a walker to get from place to place because you took her wheelchair from her. So it's very difficult with her pained and swollen legs to make the walk back and forth so many times daily. This is deliberate indifference to her pain. And Ms. Kinsu then mentions the name of another prisoner who has KOP eardrops and the fact that she doesn't have to walk back and forth to healthcare to get them. She ends the email by asking why Crystal is being forced to do it on a daily basis. Did you speak to Crystal about this? And if so, did she confirm exactly what was stated in the Kinsu email?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
As I stated during the opening, your grandson and Ms. Laura Dendel appeared on this show back in September and explained why they believe Crystal has allegedly been targeted by prison administrators and staff. Why do you believe your daughter has been targeted?
Well, I believe because she spoke out concerning the mold and what's going on in the prison. And they also had sent me a paper that Crystal had them to send me that I can get all the information concerning her medical and everything. And once upon a time, I had spoke to the lady up there. She supposed to have been the director or something. I spoke to her, and she told me that my daughter was diagnosed with 18 diagnoses. And then the next thing I know, when Crystal started going on the prison radio, I contact them, and she tells me, oh, I'm not going to give you no information. Contact Lanston and just be real rude and hangs up on me.
You definitely believe your daughter and your family are being treated this way because Crystal spoke out on prison radio about what's allegedly happening inside the Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I believe it's because, like, the truth is coming out of what's going on in the prison and what's going on with my mom as far as her medical conditions and everything. And I feel like they're retaliating because she's starting to let the world know, and we starting to put it out there and letting them people know, like, what's really going on in these prisons, that and they're not giving my mom the proper help or treatment that she needs. And I feel like that's why they are doing this, because everything is starting to come out, and I guess they're not happy with it.
Have you spoken to the warden or assistant warden about what your daughter has told you? And if so, what was their response?
I haven't talked to the warden or the assistant warden because won't nobody put me through every time I contact them or whatever. But I have talked into the warden secretary, and she be like, well, I'm going to hook you to medical. And I be like, well, they're not giving me no information. They're not giving me anything concerning my daughter. And I feel that's so wrong, because before my daughter ever went to prison, she didn't have all any medical conditions or nothing. Crystal was a normal child, beautiful looking girl, and it's so sad when we went and saw Crystal, her mouth had twisted, she was in a wheelchair, she was swole. It's just ridiculous that how she's being treated, and it's sad.
Have you spoken to elected officials in your district about the situation?
No, I haven't spoken to, I don't even know who they is. Like I said, only body I have spoken to, I've been constantly calling the prison. I've been constantly leaving the government messages and all of this and that. I contacted the parole board because they had us to submit something way back about if Crystal come home, where would she stay and what was she doing in society? And we answered all the questions and everything, and we never heard anything.
I'm currently in North Carolina. So, no, I haven't spoken to anyone.
Have you contacted the Michigan State chapter of the NAACP or other civil rights organizations to have them investigate or personally visit and speak with Crystal?
No. Like he said, we currently in North Carolina, but we try to reach out to people. People tell us that they're going to do this, they're going to do that, and all of that, but we never hear nothing back from them or nothing. We do reach out to people, and, you know, numerous of people do try to contact us concerning Crystal, and we do try to get to the rallies and everything. We do try to speak and let everybody know what's going on. But honestly, it's like we're begging for help. Crystal begging for help, and she's not just speaking on the behalf of herself. She's speaking on everything that going on with all the females that's in Huron Valley Women Prison. And, you know, I feel it's sad because it's not like my daughter killed nobody or anything. And it's so strange that my daughter went to prison for something she didn't do. And, you know, I just felt like, you know, honestly, to keep it real, my daughter, I just felt like she was railroaded. And I've been raising four kids on my own, and it's very hard for me with no help or nothing. Now I'm helping raise three grandkids of hers. So, you know, it's very hard. And, you know, it seems like all I can do is give it to God and pray and hope my daughter make it home, because sometimes my daughter contacts me and she be crying, she be in so much pain, and then me to break down with her, I have to give it to God and stay strong. And I have to constantly tell her, Crystal, stay strong, you know, keep your faith in God or whatever, you know. So it's hard.
When you last spoke with your daughter, did she tell you what medical issue is causing the greatest concern?
Well, she contacted me when she had seen this other doctor. And, well, she got to take medicine for 87 days now. And they refused to let her have her eye drop and all of that. The day I spoke to her, and she was telling me, like, she had to go stand in the rain on her walker for 2 hours before she could get her medicine. And then she say, when the lady got ready to give her medicine, she had a dirty glove on. So she told her, could you change the glove or could you put my medication in a little cup or something? And said they refused to give her medication. And then the incident before then, Krista had a bunkie can do, and I'm on the phone with Crystal, and the bunkie ran up in her face and all that. Krista addressed it with the administrator and all of them there. Everybody looked at it and gonna tell her, well, the only thing we can do, we can put you in protective custody. Like, the other inmate can do whatever she wants, but they'll put her in protective custody, and that's not right. That I think they had an inspection yesterday or something up there, and they made Krista them strip the walls and all that and clean up for the inspection they had yesterday. So they had them on lockdown, so they won't be able to talk to no one or anything. That's not right. We've been constantly contacting this government, and we even went to the government home and spoke. And it's like she's not doing nothing. it's like she don't care. But people have to seem to realize at the end of the day, everybody in there, we all are humans. You wouldn't want nobody to treat your loved ones like that. So you shouldn't treat other people like that.
I want to confirm what you just said. You actually traveled to Governor Whitmer's home in effort to have her help your daughter?
Yes. A couple months ago, we went to Detroit to a rally at parole board downtown in Lansing. We drove from North Carolina there. From there, we went to the government home. Next thing we know, police came and they was telling us, "Well, we can't do this, we can't do that." And we was out there speaking on the behalf of Krista, asking and begging her to look into things, to let Krista go home. Krista is sick. We don't know how long she have, but whatever time she do have, let her have it with her kids. Like I say, Krista never been a bad child or a bad person. Krista will help anybody. She always have been like that. You know what I'm saying? I have six kids. And Krista, out of all of them, Krista always been the one to help the family. She always been strong, backbone like me, basically. And the government wouldn't even come out and speak to us or anything. You know what I'm saying? So we constantly emailing her. We constantly calling. We constantly leaving messages with her staff or whatever. Nobody returning no calls or anything.
We've been to the governor home. We've been having rallies. We've been reaching out to the governor, not only the governor, we've been reaching out to all different kinds of people, like asking for help, and no one's been helping us. No one's been doing nothing. We sat out at the governor's house for maybe about an hour or two, sitting on the camera asking for help. We all just sat there talking about the situation. And like you say, the government, she didn't come outside. She never got back with us. She never answered emails. Nothing. The government is just doing nothing. Nobody's doing nothing.
Given the fact that family members and advocates have strongly denounced Crystal's alleged mistreatment and spoken out against Governor Whitmer, elected officials, and prison administrators, are you concerned that that may be the reason why no one has done anything? In other words, are you concerned that one or all of the aforementioned said, "Oh, okay, Krystal and all these people want to run their mouths? Now we're not going to do anything to help"?
To be truthful with you, yes, I do feel that way. And I do know for a fact that by Krystal opening up and speaking on what's going on, they are retaliating, because it's plenty of times I have been on the phone with my daughter and I have heard how the COs treat my daughter. Talks to my daughter. It's plenty of time we have went up there to Huron Valley Prison and we be denied to see her, or it's always something, only because she starts speaking out. It's like, it's an attitude. And then the CO sits up there, they make fun of my daughter. Like I say, my daughter was not in the shape she's in now when she first went to this prison. And she's been complaining for years and years and years. She write agreements. They don't do nothing about the agreements or whatever. So it's nothing she can do. My daughter sits up there and she cries and she feels that she's going to die in there. And it's sad for a child to feel that way.
I feel like whether we speaking on the situation or not, I feel like the same thing would have been in play. Nothing has been done. Nothing would have been done. I feel like if we don't speak out about the situation, like, how can we bring light onto the situation? Like, how can we ask for help if we're not letting them know what's going on? Like, I just don't feel like nothing would have been different if we haven't did what we did, spoke out, having rallies, and doing everything that we're doing. The situation might even be worse.
Governor Whitmer has children as well. If you had an opportunity to speak to her, face-to-face and mother-to-mother, what would you say?
I would tell her face-to-face, mother-to-mother, that at the end of the day, she have to look at that she is a mother and she do have kids. She wouldn't want nobody to treat her child the way my daughter is being treated. You know, I feel, I honestly, as a mother, I would break down to her and have a seriously talk to her. Like, honestly, you can look at my daughter background. You can look at my daughter when she first came in this prison. You can look at pictures from before to now. So can't nobody tell me that my daughter is making up all of this, that this stuff is not really truthful happening to her. So as of a mother to mother, I would plead to her and I would, you know, just tell her how I feel. You know, honestly, you wouldn't, like I say, you wouldn't want it to happen to your child. You know, you can't do wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go to prison is not guilty, you know. So at the end of the day, I will plead with her, please let my daughter come home. Whatever time she got left, we just want her home so she can be able to go to some real doctors. She can see some real specialists. She have a baby. She, when Krista left this world and went to prison, her baby wasn't even 2 weeks old. Her baby is 14 years old now. Never had a mother love. I'm a grandmother. That's not my child. You know, I can give him love, but I can't give him the love that he needs from his mother. So I would beg her, please let my child come home and get the medical she needs and spend some time with her kids and her grandkids.
You said Governor Whitmer needs to make sure she's receiving proper medical care. Given the severity of her ailments, which you, her son, and advocates have confirmed, Krystal hasn't been allowed to visit a local hospital for an evaluation?
No, they won't let her see specialists. They won't take her to the hospital. Like I say, last time I seen my daughter, I took pictures with my daughter. My daughter had a mask on. I pulled the mask down. My daughter's whole face is twisted to the side. Her mouth is twisted. Krista is swole so big that she was on a walker when I seen her. So when I was up there in May for a rally for Mother's Day, I put in a visitation to see her. They come with, oh, well, everything pulled up. It's like every time I put in a visit for to see my daughter, I never be able to see my daughter, and that's not right. You know, we have seen what this illness have done to Krystal. I don't even post my daughter's picture on Facebook, but her daughter do, and everybody looking at it like, that's not Krystal. That's not the Krystal we know, because her appearance has changed so much, and that's not right.
Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Evans?
No.
Is there anything you'd like the general public to do to help?
Yes, I will hope everybody keep my daughter in their prayers, pray for her, and get involved in helping her come home, help her come home to get the medical attention she needs and to come home to her kids. And like I say, I'm a concerned mother. I'm very concerned. I pray every night for the Lord to let me be here when my daughter come home or to let my daughter make it home. And it's not that I just pray for my daughter. I pray for everybody, because at the end of the day, we, like I still state, we all are human. We all are peoples. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like we need to help. We need to help. Yes, Miss Paula, I thank her from the bottom of my heart. She, from day one, she have stepped in. She's been doing what she can. She's been fighting for Krystal. She's been doing everything she can. And we get no results, no help. No matter who we call or what we do, we're not getting no help.
I just ask that they just help us and join the fight with us. You know, do whatever you can do. Like, join this fight with us. Whatever it is that you can do to help, so we asking for it. Whether it's the 10 rallies, reach out to officials, it's whatever. We're just asking for all the help that we can get right now to help us join this fight and just help bring my mama home or even help make the situation better.
I realize doing this interview was very difficult for you both, so I thank you for taking the time to be here and sharing your thoughts.
We thank you for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it a lot.
Before signing off, I have an important update. This interview was conducted on November 14th. 2 days later, The G-Man Interviews was informed that Women's Huron Valley Correctional Facility has restricted Crystal's communication with the outside world, suspending J-Pay access and withholding her mail, which is further isolating Crystal and blocking her from the support she needs. They shut our J-Pay down only in this unit, so we won't get no messages through, Clark stated. The G-Man Interviews and its affiliate news site, From the G-Man, will monitor the situation and provide updates as they become available. As always, I thank you for logging on and listening. Until next time, stay cool, stay safe, and stay informed.